This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, every Wednesday, Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders University, joins us to chat about what's happening and what you need to be across in the world of TikTok. Edith, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Con.
Now, Edith, before we launch into, I'm sort of interested because I want to get your point of view of this insanely viral moment of a new song called Karma. But before we do that, let's dive deep into something that you've written just recently about what's happened to Nickelodeon and keeping child stars safe. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had an article come out this morning and it was about the new Nickelodeon documentary called Quiet on Set that is streaming now on Binge. And it basically looks at the conditions of child stars who worked on Nickelodeon and a lot of the awful abuse.
Oh, hello, Edith, are you there? I've just lost the connection. I'll reconnect with Edith and we'll chat to her in a short moment. Let's just listen to a bit of this. Edith, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, we just lost you.
That was a bit strange.
That's all right. We just lost you.
We're having some technical difficulties.
That's all right. It happens with the world of tech. You're talking to us about this new documentary, Quiet on This Set, that investigates television station Nickelodeon from the late 90s to early 2000s.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so it's a four-part docuseries. I think there's supposed to be a fifth part, but hasn't come out yet. And it really looks into some of the people who worked on the Nickelodeon sets. And it also interviews some of the child actors and their parents and talked about their experiences while they were working for Nickelodeon and some of the, trying to think of an appropriate radio friendly word to say this, but some of the predators who worked for the company at the late 90s and early 2000s.
Now, I suppose the reason we're talking about this is because there are some parallels with the lack of protection for working actors and exploitation of children who are the faces of Solop on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok accounts.
Yeah, absolutely. When I saw this documentary come out, the first thing I thought of was, of course, the children of family channels and the ones who are shared on TikTok exploitatively by their parents, and the way that even with children working in Hollywood and in the formal entertainment industry, there are technically laws that help protect them. Whether they get enforced or not is another question. But children working in these social media spaces, and it is work, there are no formal laws protecting them, their working hours, their finances, and their general safety, other than their parents. And that's a very grey area when they're making a lot of money.
So if anything, what we do recognise is the fact that we need to sort of better enforce it and find laws to sort of protect those who can't protect themselves.
Oh, absolutely. In America, in Hollywood, they have the Coogan Law, named after a child actor from quite a long time ago whose parents stole all of his money. And so now there's a law about how much money needs to get put away by the parents for a child star when they turn 18. But something I didn't know until I was researching for this article was this isn't a law across all of America. It's only in two states.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have similar protections in Australia, but it's a very iffy kind of area about how we protect these children and how we're actually enforcing the laws that we do have.
So if anything, what your article highlights and what will probably come out from this Nickelodeon program is the need to focus on this, because it's only two states in America, considering how many 50-odd states there are and the amount of social content that's coming out of there that has featured these younger people that can't sort of look after themselves. There's a bit of a concern if their laws aren't in place and people would then take advantage of them.
Absolutely. Just last week, a child star, Honey Boo Boo, who was on TLC, when she turned 18, found out her mum had taken a large amount of her money, more than the mum had told her and had told people publicly. And she was about to use the money to pay for college and found out she wasn't able to do that anymore. And it's just really heartbreaking. But what her mum did was technically completely legal.
Wow. It's frightening stuff. Let's move on to a few of our lighter things that we would like to sort of feature. And I mentioned about this person that's going and selling viral at the moment because of her new song. Tell us a little bit about, is it JoJo Siwa?
JoJo Siwa. I was talking to everyone in the office about this today. We are all over JoJo Siwa talk.
All right, tell
us. We've been watching all the videos.
All right, tell us about, for those who are uninitiated, I mean, I have seen it because I'm fortunate that you send me the links and say, have a look at this. Tell us about JoJo Siwa, what it's all about and what we're seeing.
Yeah, so JoJo Siwa is a child star. I mean, she's 20 now, but she has been a child star since she was, I think, 6 or 8. She was on the very popular TLC show Dance Moms, and then branched out. She had, you know, a line of bows at Walmart. She had lots of kids bop, kids pop kind of music. And recently she's tried to do a big bad girl transformation. She's like, I'm an adult now, and this is my new brand, my new aesthetic. But it's not really hitting the mark for a lot of people. Mm. And so she's had a new music video and a song come out in this last week. And there are a lot of mixed opinions about this online.
You're being really polite, I have to say. Because, I mean, there's been there's been a lot that's sort of saying, she's sort of even made the kind of saying that she invented the new genre called gay pop.
It's hilarious, honestly. It's very much the feeling online anyway, where people are really upset with JoJo Siwa because she is young and gay and has really claimed that this genre of gay pop originated with her. And she's not acknowledging the history of all the incredible queer artists who have come before her. And it's giving very much the vibe of a young queer person who hasn't acknowledged that, you know, the people who have fought for the rights and the voices of all of the queer people who have come before her. And also the song sucks.
you needed to drop that in before we moved on to something else. Because
it's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, feel free to look it up. Make your own decisions, everyone out there. But the choreography is, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Your discretion advised.
Yeah, I like the way you use the word interesting. Obviously, quotation marks, interesting dancing and the claim she's made. And since then, how people have sort of responded to that claim that she's made about being the creator of this gay pop. And I know there are the sisters, gay sisters Tegan and Sarah, who have sort of identified queer since their careers first started back in the early 90s, have sort of said, hang on, girlfriend, we're not believing anything you're sort of saying. You need to recognise the hard work we've put in and what we've done. So,
Exactly.
I'm chatting with Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation, Flinders University, about what everyone's talking about in the world of TikTok. Now, speaking of which, one of our favourite people is Jordan Vandenberg. Now, tell us a little bit about Jordan, for those who don't know, because he's getting quite a bit of sort of prominence at the moment in media.
Yeah, I've been watching Jordan for, well over a year now. And he made TikTok videos reviewing shit rentals.
Yes.
Pardon my French, for my mum who's listening. And so people would message him and say, hey, look, I've been trying to talk to my landlords about fixing the giant hole in my ceiling, about the, you know, unsafe standards that I'm living in, mold, things like that. And he would make videos about these rentals, about the cost of these rentals, and call out the real estate agents and say, like, you're charging these people good money to live in a shithole. And so he opened this website where people could review rental properties and real estate agents to give other people a heads up and say, hey, they painted over the mold in the bathroom. They will say they're going to fix the hole in the roof, but they won't do it, and give people a bit more of a realistic picture about where they might be moving into.
And now he's moved his focus not on rental properties, but now he's moved it to vacant properties too, because obviously we're all aware of the issue at the moment with housing crisis and the way the rental prices are. And now he's moved his attention saying, hey, let's highlight the other issue that we need to talk about.
Yeah, so he's been talking about the massive vacancy rates we have and how, and I agree, that it is criminal keeping properties intentionally vacant when we are in a housing crisis. Yeah. And there are plenty of people, young people, families, old people who need housing. Let's even forget affordable housing, just housing in general. And so Jordan's been highlighting that there are massive amounts of vacant properties and potentially gently encouraging people to occupy them.
I like the way you say gently encouraging them. Okay. Check him out.
I'm trying to be protective with my language.
No, you are. I like that a lot. That's Jordan Vandenberg. And I'll just say thanks, Edith, for highlighting some fantastic content and also talking about a really important thing that you did with regarding that article about the Nickelodeon special that we need to sort of talk about.
Thank you.
Until next time.
I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I just got a text from my mum saying, shit, huh? So she is listening. Hi, mum. I'm sorry.
Hi, mum. Thanks, Edith. Till next week. Look after yourself.
You too, Con. See ya.
That's Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.